Let's hear from one of the players of the game. Blake Cavanaugh, congrats. What did it take here tonight? St. Mary's came out firing, down by 13 on a couple of occasions, down by 12 earlier in the fourth. But what was your mindset as it got in the later stages?
Yeah, lately we've been studying them. They've been coming out really, really good in games and getting ahead. We knew that if we stuck with it, we have a chance in the second half because teams have been able to get back on them in the second half. And we just stuck to our game, and it worked out for us.
Well, what got into you tonight? Three threes. You had four all season coming in. Now, you've put up several threes, but just hadn't been working out for you, but not the case here tonight.
Yeah, I haven't been shooting very good this year, but it was just one of those nights. I was feeling it. I thought I was going to make everything, and it happened.
Yeah, you had 14 three threes, and to talk about that last one, which really put you in the driver's seat, 55-47 after that one, with a little over a minute left. You're already up by five, two possessions. You know, you want to take some time off, but you're open in that corner there.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should shoot it, but I was really feeling it, and I knew if I made it, it'd put the game a little farther out of reach, and I just let it fly.
Yeah, so how big is this? Snapping a two-game losing streak, now two games over 500, and you know you're going to finish with a winning record in the Twin Lakes Conference. That's a nice little note.
Yeah, we've been playing the last two games. We've had pretty tough teams. We knew we had to get a win here tonight to help us out in the conference, and yeah, we did it.
Hey, congrats. Blake Cavanaugh, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, and let's get some coaches' comments here in the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake post-game. Well, Coach, it took everything from your guys tonight. We talked about it earlier. St. Mary's, there, it's probably not going to be like the last time, and they showed why tonight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can tell. I mean, they played such a good game. Nick does a great job with these guys. They're well coached. They adjust well. They play with so much energy and heart. That was something that, you know, the first half, they just played at a different speed than we did, and that's what we talked about at halftime. You know, we felt okay. We knew that if we just played the way we were capable of playing, moving the ball inside and out, that, you know, we could get ourselves back into it and just have a shot in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, you know, we had a lot of guys step up tonight. You know, shots weren't falling early. Guys stayed with it. And, you know, what I like about this team is it's a different group every night. You know, you never know who the five on the floor are going to be at the end. And, you know, a kid like Blake tonight stepping up for us, huge. I mean, it's great to see because he works his tail off every day in practice. And, he's been a little frustrated with the shooting. But he's the one that's in there at, you know, 6'15", getting shots up with Coach Ayler. And really working, so it's great to see that pay off tonight.
It's bound to pay off. And resiliency, as mentioned, down by 13 on a couple of occasions, including in the third quarter. And Dawson Miller hits a three for you right for St. Mary's right away in the fourth quarter to make it a 12-point game, but able to overcome that.
Yeah, you know, they kept coming at us. You know, we made a few runs in the first half. Got her down to 5 and 6, and you know, they go on a little 6-0 run of themselves, so you got to give them a lot of credit. You know, we kind of talked at halftime, Coach and I, about, you know, if we could just get this thing down to 4 or 6 going to the fourth quarter. I'm not exactly sure what it was going into the fourth, but they had 9, I thought 8 or 9. So we try to really chunk it up into 4-minute segments and try to win little 4-minute games there. And from about the 8-minute mark to the 4-minute mark, I think we scored the first 7 or 8 of the fourth quarter and didn't look back. So I think of all the ones we've had this year, this was the one that I'm probably as proud of the guys for. Just like you said, the resiliency they showed, sticking together, guys on the bench just as excited for their teammates. I mean, that's a great sign of a team right there. So this was a great one to kind of kick our week off because we got a couple big ones coming up now the rest of the way.
Yeah, after Dawson Miller hit that three to open the fourth quarter scoring, you put together a 12-0 stretch to put you in charge for the rest of the way. So already spoke of Blake's heroics. Hunter Decker with four threes, big one there, which gave you the lead at 48-46. 16 points and had to battle through some foul trouble tonight too. And how about also off the bench scoring, who was it? No, it was Chase Jessen, not off the bench, but 9.7 in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, we talked. Chase was one of the guys we talked about at the beginning of the game today. You know, we really needed a big one out of Chase. We felt he was kind of that X factor for us. And certain guys on your team, you kind of go as they go. And typically when Chase has good nights and plays complete games, we're doing pretty well. So, but, you know, Hunter had, I thought a pretty quiet 16. I thought they did a pretty good job on him. I thought he had really good looks. You know, we just kept telling him confidence. You know they're going to start falling. And I give the kid a lot of credit because, he missed them first couple on some good shots, kept shooting it, and then they started falling when they needed to.
Well, you got two more games this week. Thursday hosting Clay Central Everly and Friday at GTRA. That'll be a good test. And if you're wondering, they were leading Newell Fonda by 3 at halftime. Big game there. And 3 more next week, so getting busy.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we talked about with the guys. You only got a handful of practices this time. Your adjustments got to be made in-game and through walkthroughs and film sessions and things like that. It becomes a lot more mental. Our bodies are what our bodies are right now, hopefully in shape for the stretch. But, it just becomes kind of a chess match and being that tougher team. And that was, loose balls and rebounding in the second half were really what got us going. It allowed us to get out in space and score and be aggressive. And those were things that we weren't winning in the first half. So, Ben Hargens, Preston Sampson really cleaned up the glass, kept balls alive. They're tough in there. Will does a nice job inside. And I thought, with the zone switch, it made it a little more difficult. But, this was a dogfight. We knew it would be. We just feel very fortunate to get out of here tonight.
Yeah, you went to that 2-3, and Will had all 8 of his points in the first quarter, nothing after that.
Yeah, and, that's nice to have a group of guys where, we don't play 2-3 typically, and it's something that we quite honestly really don't work on, except it's in a scout team situation. So we kind of said, well, let's give her a shot, see what it looks like. And, it's nice to have savvy kids, senior, junior group that they kind of know where they have to be. They know how to play. And a lot of it's just kind of hustle and effort. So I was really pleased to see that intensify in the second half.
Hey, Steven, thanks. We'll see you at Newell Fonda
next
week.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we got big stretches coming up, and we'll start focusing on Thursday in about 45 minutes. So
all right.
Thanks a lot.
I'll enjoy this one for a little bit anyway.
Thanks, Ryan.
Coach Jaden.